And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 877 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ask Roz and Mocha. Let's just jump right into it and head to the phones. Hello, Grace. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Amazing. What is your question?
Okay, so since wedding season is coming up, what is an appropriate amount of money to give as a gift?
Oh.
Great question. What do you think, Grace? Like, what have you been giving lately?
Oh, can you bleep it out? Just in case. Can you bleep it out?
Can you do what?
If I say the amount, I don't know if it's cheap. I don't know if it's too much.
We're not bleeping anything out. You want to say?
Okay. I think per person, 200.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
I would say
that that's right.
Yeah. I'd say that's low.
Oh, that's low.
That's low.
It's supposed to be the value of
dinner. No, it's not. I don't know who thought that. But that is not like it's not
a
gift.
$250 maybe a person.
It's not a gift
if you're
if you go in there, Maury. It's not a gift if you think that you're paying the value of your dinner. How is that a gift?
Well, it should be the value of that plus more.
Well, because what if it's like a buffet dinner? Then you can give less.
You still pay for the food, though.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Then you just do the value of the food.
But then you're not giving a gift.
I would say minimum, like bare minimum, is $250 a person.
Okay, there you go. $250 a person. Grace.
Bare minimum is $250 a person. A couple.
Does that include children? If you bring children?
No.
Oh, okay. Just the adults.
No. Adults.
Yeah. Gotcha.
$250 per person.
How many weddings are you going to this season,
No,
Grace?
I'm not. I'm not
oh, you're
going.
Not.
No, but it was always a question that I struggle before. And it's like, how much do you give? And I always ask, you know, friends. And we just say, okay, how much is everybody giving? That was something that I always struggled with, to see how much, you know, I should give per person.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And I also think that if you can afford more, you should.
What if you can't afford more?
You know what I mean? Like, I think that if you can afford more, I think that you should, especially if they're good friends or, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, the idea that two people, like a couple, can go and think that, like, you know, it's $100 each and you're somehow, it's not a gift.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a gift.
Wait.
But
no,
like,
no,
like $200 for a couple is just not enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, no, it's just one person.
Yeah. Like, it's just, yeah. Especially if, like, I mean, I understand sometimes you go to these extravagant weddings where you're like, there's like, this is being taken care of by people and out of accounts that nobody should actually know, right?
Yeah.
So it is just a matter of a gift at that point, right? But I don't think that people should go to weddings thinking that the money that they're giving is there to pay for the dinner where they break even. Because then that's not a gift.
Yeah.
Right?
They're just breaking even.
Yeah.
What do they get?
And honestly, like, you know, nobody ever says, you know, takes the bar bill into account, right?
Oh, especially if it's premium.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah. And like weddings are expensive, man.
They are now.
Yeah.
Great question. Thank you, Grace.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Nobody's getting married anymore. I know Catherine is in that world, and my sister-in-law Leanna, and she knows like a bunch of florists and all these people. So during COVID, nobody could get married, right? And so after COVID, everybody in the wedding business was rammed. They were double and triple booked because all those COVID weddings needed to happen. And now what you're finding is that people who got together during COVID, that number is really small. So where we should be now in the wedding business of having all like a summer full of weddings, nobody's getting married because these are all the people who were single during COVID. Nobody found anyone or they got together and wasn't serious or whatever it was.
Didn't work out,
and so now everybody in the wedding business is like, they're dry right now.
Wow.
Like there's not a lot going on in the world of, in the world of weddings.
Damn.
Yeah.
Nicole, I'm not answering this question, Nicole. I'll read it.
Yeah.
Please, nobody say anything.
Okay.
Nicole said, just wanted to know which lifts does Mocha use? I'm not answering that because I don't use Lyft's, Nicole. Richard says here, if you were to open a restaurant, what would be your signature? Stop laughing. I just said, guys, like, let's move on.
Little boosters.
If you
do you use any sort of arch support?
No, I don't.
There's nothing in them?
Nothing.
Okay.
If you were to open a restaurant, ask this question from Richard. Shut up, Shem. What would
you a doorstop with a bigger thing on the back and the wow. right? Right in the heel?
That's not
like
cool.
wedges?
Yeah. Kinda.
Yeah.
Apple box?
Richard says here, if you were to open a restaurant, what would your signature dish be? Shut up, Sham. Y'all just smacked the shit stuff.
Wasn't there an episode of that? What was it? Where he was the little person with dwarfism. Seinfeld. And he was accused of lifting because he showed up on set and he was like an inch higher and like
yes.
and all the
Seinfeld.
Other ladies and
Seinfeld.
All, yeah Seinfeld and all the ladies were like, oh, you look different.
Yeah.
And then he got busted.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Like Mocha.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I've never seen it. Anyway, Richard says here, if you were to open a restaurant, Shem?
Never seen it.
I'm Whoa, slap. Shem.
Whoa. Bro, my bad. That was low. Whoa. My bad. Like Mocha? Low. Yeah.
He said he never seen it. He didn't say never seen over it. Okay, that's the last one. Promise.
This has been episode 877 yeah. of the Roz and Mocha Show no. podcast.
What's the next question? What's the next question?
Richard says here, if you were to open a restaurant, what would your signature dish be?
Short ribs.
Shrimp.
Yeah. Shrimp.
Oh, you guys. I hate you so much.
Mini quiche.
Okay. Should we even like, oh my God, regret reading all of these questions?
Baby carrots.
That's your new nickname.
C says here, you guys.
Oh, that is a good question, though. If we were to open a restaurant, what would your signature dish be? Now, is this something that we have to be able to cook perfectly, or just if we could have our dream of owning a restaurant, you've always wanted to serve this signature thing, even if you're not an expert at cooking it?
Sure.
What would yours be, Mocha?
Oh, it would definitely be a pasta.
A pasta.
With like a nice meaty ragu sauce.
Oh,
and veal parm on the side.
On the side.
Yeah.
Are you big on salads when you eat pasta or no?
Yeah, I'll have a salad.
Yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
At home, though, or only at restaurants?
No, both.
Both?
Yeah. I usually eat my salad like after, though. I don't always start with the salad. I eat my salad after the main.
Right? I put it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
what was your signature dish? Signature dish,
Ross. That's a good question. I mean, I have, like, one, if I'm running a business, you got to look at markup and everything else, and you can charge a lot for burgers, man.
Oh, yeah.
You can charge a lot for burgers. You can charge a lot for steak, too, now.
Uh-huh.
Like, steak, like, I look at some prices now on menus, and I'm just blown away. Like, blown away. I find there's a restaurant that I love a lot. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to put them on blast, but they have a really great blackened chicken Caesar salad,
mm-hmm.
right? It's delicious. It's my favorite salad to get out in the world. And they've now cut back on the amount of chicken that they put on it.
That sucks.
You now have to take the option of extra chicken, which is like an extra $6
yeah.
for a little bit more chicken.
Just to get what you would normally get.
Thank you.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Signature dish. Shem, go.
I lean two ways. I'm thinking either roti and curry.
Yeah.
Because I'd love that.
Amazing.
Love that. Or I would do, it's not really a dish per se, but like chicken wings and fries.
Oh yeah, done.
Amazing.
Right? Wings, man. That's wings. Yeah,
everyone loves wings. Damon Mori, go ahead.
Well, my dish changed. It would have been something else, but recently I've really enjoyed making cabbage soup and borscht.
Okay.
Restaurant's gonna fail.
Yeah.
Also, you're gonna get the neighborhood's gonna kick you out because of the smell.
That's gross.
Yeah.
So you can either have cabbage soup and borscht, and then I'll serve coffee.
You think somebody is going to go through all the trouble of getting dressed, putting on their makeup, ordering an Uber, booking a babysitter to go to your restaurant for cabbage soup?
Yeah. Or borscht.
No, that's disgusting.
It's not happening.
No. I'm giving you a terrible Yelp review.
Yeah, already. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm gonna draft my Yelp review right now, just in case it ever happens.
While Maria tells us what her signature dish would be.
It's a Greek dish. It's called pastitsio.
Uh-huh. What is it?
And it's got like thin noodles in it, but they do like a meat sauce and like a white-ish custard in it as well. So it's like kind of like creamy and like saucy at the same time.
Like an Alfredo type?
Yeah, but like more creamy. It's more like a thicker consistency.
What I'm looking at right now looks like lasagna, but only made with penne noodles.
Yeah, but it's a little bit different. Like it doesn't taste like lasagna at all.
It looks like shepherd's pie.
It's kind of like a mix of it all. Yeah.
Oh, this, I'm telling you right now. this looks actually really good.
So it's my grandmother makes it all the time, and it's phenomenal.
Okay, what is the white stuff on top? Shut up.
Is that a sauce?
It's I don't even know what they, it's like a thicker, like, it's almost like a custard. Like, it's weird.
So
I don't know what it.
It's not mashed potatoes?
No.
It browns
like
mashed potatoes.
It looks like it, but it's not. But then they bake it so the top is super crispy and light and fluffy.
Pastizio, Mocha. P-A-S-T-I-T-S-I-O. So just do pastizio Greek.
Oh my God, this looks so good.
It looks like...
Oh, this looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks like penne.
Yeah.
Lasagna shepherd's pie.
Oh, yo, I'm down with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, next time your grandmother makes some.
I will. I'll bring some in next time she makes it. It is phenomenal. And people sometimes do like thinner noodles instead of penne, or they'll use penne. They'll use different types of like those shorter end noodles.
And all those noodles are like perfectly aligned too, eh?
Yeah. Aesthetically, it looks great.
Oh, it's so pleasing.
Satisfying, right?
It's so satisfying.
And honestly, even cold, this dish slaps.
That's so like lasagna too, though. I love cold lasagna.
Yeah, me too.
I love cold
lasagna.
This looks amazing.
Do you know what a good starter for that is?
What's that?
Cabbage soup.
You know what's interesting? I've never seen this before in my life.
It looks amazing.
And now that I've Googled it, there's a million things about it.
Yeah.
Watch, Ross is going to go home and make this now, too. This looks great.
Yeah. It is. It's one of my favorite dishes of all time.
Is it a tomato-y meat sauce that's on there, or is that a different base to the sauce?
No, they use tomato in it.
So it's a tomato-y meat sauce.
Yeah, but you don't really taste it. Like, it's not like when you're having a bolognese and you taste the tomato side of it. Like, it's just more meaty. Yeah.
I'm down. I'm absolutely down.
I think I'm hungry now.
C says here, you guys have given so much amazing tough love advice to so many people on FML over the years. Have there been times where you've had second thoughts about the advice you gave, or wondered what a certain caller decided to do afterwards, or how someone is doing now? Are there particular FMLs that stood out for you? I think some of the standout FMLs in the moment, it's intriguing based on what they say for us to say to them, hey, we're going to follow up.
Yeah.
So anytime we get one where we know we're going to follow up, we say it in the moment, and we end up following up with them, whether it's months or years down the road to see how things pan out. Most of the times, I would say, when we give FML advice, it's kind of like one and done, wrapped up. You kind of assume that the person is going to take that advice and use it. And unless they reach out to us, we don't reach out to them.
Yeah, we've had some fairly salacious FMLs over the years, which have been awesome.
Yeah.
What was that one? There's one that people still bring up to me. It wasn't that long ago, within the last couple of years.
The one with the guy who said his wife wouldn't let him do anything and she would always like show up to all the boys' nights and stuff.
No.
That one?
No.
There was one where she was dating like two guys or something.
No, there was one woman who was dating like her girlfriend's aunt or something.
Yep. Yeah. That one sticks out to me all the time.
There was that one, but then there was the other one that people talk to me about all the time was there was a guy who was married to a woman whose wife wanted him to like buy another family member of hers a house or something like that, or like she wanted him to spend crazy money on her mother or whatever. There was something.
Oh yeah, yeah. There was something to buy the mom a house.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, or the lousy brother-in-law was always at the house.
Yeah,
and he had to support him too.
And they gave him bad mortgage advice.
Yeah, bad vibe. Yes, yes.
Oh,
that poor guy.
That guy.
The reaction to that guy was so incredible because he was in a position where he was just trying to do, like, normally when people call up for FML, a lot of people are calling up to FML because they've done something wrong, right? Where this guy was in his life doing all the right things, but everyone else in his life was trying to force him to make bad decisions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody who's supposed to love him was trying to force him to make all the wrong decisions.
Yeah. Oh, poor
guy. That guy stuck out. The reaction to that guy was incredible.
Melissa says here, Roz.
Yes.
With the season changing now, will you be doing more lawn videos? My husband and I watch your videos and rewatch them, wishing that there were more. And no, don't tell us to get a life. This is it.
Oh, I wouldn't tell you to get a life. Doing lawn videos is exhausting for me, man.
Yeah.
Doing social media, I barely do social media anymore.
Uh-huh.
Barely do social media. One, I realized I really, really enjoy social media because I... what I love is that Catherine will send me a meme or a funny video, and then I just scroll for a couple minutes, and then I find one and I send it back to her. For me, social media is done privately.
Sure.
It's not, I'm not a public facing user of social media. I don't, I find it exhausting, and maybe I will, maybe I'll do another lawn video. I don't know, but I'm not like looking forward this year like I have in years past where
you
like,
have like this idea.
Like I'm not really looking that forward to it. I did a bunch of lawn stuff on the weekend and I had a really great time, and I'll tell you, not filming it was freeing.
Like not, you didn't have to worry about it.
Not filming it. Well, first of all, it took half the time. Right. And I never want to film. I never want to film myself doing the first day of the season because I'm so out of shape that like I was walking up my lawn because one part is like a hill that you come up and I was like out of breath.
Really?
Like if I had to then sit there and talk to the camera, I would have been like,
it's such a massive walk.
So anyway, what do we have to do? Is this like I'm not in lawn shape yet? Yeah. I haven't done all the walks yet. So yeah, I don't know. I might.
Couldn't you just get the help to drive you in the golf cart?
The help? No, I like doing it all myself. I like doing it all myself, but I'm sort of done with social media. I'm not saying done forever. Uh-huh. I'm just kind of done now.
Dallas wants to know something about the docuseries, the 6-part docuseries, History of Roz and Mocha.
Yes.
If we have a favorite episode. So 6 episodes, the day that this podcast is being released, I believe episode 3 has not yet come out. I am listening to the podcast the way the listeners are.
Right.
The way everyone else is once it's finally done. Like we did all of our parts and pieced things together for like, I don't even know, like well over a year now, right? That this has been in the works. So I get to sit and enjoy the final version a couple of days before everyone else does. Now there were like, I think 2 that I was able to listen to beforehand just to kind of like give my thoughts or, opinion on like a treatment or something for it. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, I get it right when it comes out. So far, my favorite is probably episode 2.
Yeah.
He Said No.
Yeah.
That episode.
It's a great episode.
Talking about you and I getting together to try to do this show and then me turning you guys down.
Episode 3 is really great. That's the Dammit Maury DJ Climax episode where you guys go into such great, incredible detail of how the Roz and Mocha mix started, and Cardinal Official is in that episode talking about the intro. Like, it's a really, really great episode. I love 3. I think that my favorite is, it's a tie. Like, I really love 5.
Really?
I really...
Okay, no spoilers.
No spoilers.
I don't even want to know the title.
I really, really love 5. 5 is, I think, the one that people who love this show and people who have listened to this show, I think that 5 is the one that's going to answer a lot of the questions that they had, especially about Mocha.
Really?
I think that that's the one that at the end of it all... I think at the end of it all, I think that people are going to think 5 was what that they had hoped that this entire thing would have been.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I really do. I really believe that. I really believe that.
Okay. Unusual Picks 2 says here, has anyone on the show ever missed a show?
I think we all have. No?
I think, pretty much. We've all missed a show.
Yeah.
For like various reasons, like sick or...
But not missed as in like just didn't show up or say anything to anybody.
No, there's always been like a valid reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So who has... Here's another question, because we've all missed shows. Mm. But who has bailed on the show in the last minute? You know what I mean? Like who's said that they weren't going to be on the show the latest before showtime?
Mocha.
Really? Nah.
Yeah, I've woken up and you've emailed us that you're not feeling well or whatever. I'd say Mocha.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, probably Mocha. I agree.
Yeah,
I had car trouble coming in. Does that count?
No, because you were still making your way into work.
Yeah, but he missed.
Yeah, but I wouldn't count that.
You of course, he missed the show.
I wouldn't count that. He still did work from the car.
Yeah.
Still worked.
Was that the time when
you
broke down?
But you weren't on the radio.
No, I don't think that counts.
Of course it counts.
No, because he still came in and was on the end of the show.
Oh, okay. If you made the show, then
yeah, that was the time your dad had to come pick you up, right?
Yeah,
because it was overnight. Okay, I remember that.
Yeah, I think Mocha.
Maybe me, then.
I think Mocha.
There have been times, like where I would send a text at like, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning. Guys, I'm not coming in.
Yeah. I think maybe I had one of those, but I, like, we're not counting COVID, right? Like a positive
COVID test.
Because I'm ready to come in. You just weren't allowed to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mocha is probably.
I've never done that.
I think that never what?
I've never called in sick.
Maria, almost a year with the show, you've called in sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not that long ago, too.
No, I had that really bad sinus infection.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I came in, and you were like, go home.
I passed out during the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
That was a scary day.
Wait, hold on. Did we talk about that before?
No, I don't think we have. Shem, yeah. It was a really scary day. Shem passed out and came in here, and he was like, just like, he was completely, he was blank. Like, mm-hmm. he was blank. And he was standing by the door of the studio, and he started wobbling back and forth, and then Mocha was there and I was there, and we both sort of like ran in, and then he just toppled, and we kind of caught him on his way down so he didn't bonk his head or anything. And then Maury was here, and Maury went and got a hold of whoever we should get a hold of. And then I think Maury was on the phone with, did you call 911, Maury?
Wait, I did call 911.
Maury was on the phone with 911, and then Shem's lying on the ground, and Mocha and I are trying to like tend to Shem. And then Maury's talking to 911, and then Maury opens the door and goes, should we take his shirt off?
Yeah. It was like the weirdest thing.
What?
Yeah, Maria. Maury said, without any
prompt from... Why are you trying to declothe someone who's passed out?
Without any prompt from 911. No. The 911 operator did not say to you, because you framed it as a question, right? You did not get the information from them and said, you guys should probably take your shirt off. You asked, hey, should we take your shirt off?
Yeah.
Like, for what reason?
I don't know, because I think that maybe Maury looked at it and Shem's shirt looked a little tight or something. I don't know, and it was constricting the airways. Like constricting. So Maury's like, on the phone with 911, and he's like talking to the 911 operator, and he's like, hold on. And then he puts like his hand over the phone, and he's like, should we take his shirt off? And Mocha and I are like,
what?
Bro, we're just trying to bring the guy back. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to start disrobing him, especially, could you imagine if you and I immediately started taking shit, and then he snapped out of it?
Yeah, and he's like, what's up, guys? Right? What happened? Yeah.
And then you just hands in the shirt trying to take it off?
Yes!
Two of us, we each have a sleeve in our hands.
Right? No.
Right.
No.
Right? Like,
absolutely not.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here, bro. We'd be fired right away.
And then Shem, so you left and you went to see a doctor. And do what happened that day? I don't even remember.
No, so I actually passed out twice that day. So I was sitting in the studio that Maury, room that Maury sits in right now. And I had dropped my phone, went down to pick it up.
That's right. And I went in to talk to you.
You went in to talk to me, and I woke up, and you were standing over me.
Yes, and you said that you bonked your head.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Where I watched you fall first.
Okay.
So you did not go down, bump your head, pass out.
Yeah.
I watched you fall.
Right.
And you bonked your head as you were falling.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I got up, walked to the door, to your earlier point.
Yes.
And that's when I passed out again.
Yes.
And yeah.
See, we should have taken his shirt off earlier.
But did they ever say like what that was? Like, was it a...
No, I have no idea. I mean, just didn't sleep well enough.
I always worry that somebody's a diabetic or something like that when they start passing out.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? It's scary when somebody, especially like when, because Shem's a big guy, right? Mm-hmm. And like, there, you know, that's a long, it's like me, if I pass out, like I got a long
way down, bro.
I got a long fall, right?
Yeah. But we're glad that you're okay.
Thank you.
And you should be glad we didn't take off your shirt.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the phones here. Hello, Angela. It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. What is your question?
Okay, so I became a mom last year, and I've been reflecting on how I would parent my daughter if she did some of the things that I did when I was young and dumb. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if Roz and Mocha would be okay with their kids doing everything that they did in their teenage years or young adulthood.
Okay, two things. First of all, congratulations, Angela. That's wonderful news.
Thank you.
Yes.
Second of all, give us some examples of things that you've done as a kid that you're thinking, man, but I don't want my kid to do to follow this path.
Well, I grew up in a small town of Orillia, so we have like a lot of bush parties.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of underage drinking, like just stupid stuff like that.
So, but nothing that left any sort of permanent damage. Nobody got hurt, right?
There's one thing that I wouldn't have wanted her to do that was actually dangerous and I could have gotten charged.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
How old is your kid?
He just turned one.
Just turned one. I will say this, as the daughter of a, as the father of a 14-year-old daughter, I will say this, and maybe things change, I don't know. Kids today have absolutely zero interest in doing any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very little.
They're
very
smarter
little
or
interest.
They're scared or they just know what the consequences are.
I think it's a combination of all of those things. But they don't socialize the way we did, right? They don't. They don't socialize by getting together. They don't socialize by, hey, what are we all doing Friday night, right? They don't socialize that way. They're all great friends, but they don't see each other nearly as much as you saw your friends when you were growing up.
Got it.
It's different. It's different relationships.
Yeah.
And I think that this generation now, the Gen Zs. Or the, you know, the Gen, is it Alpha?
Alpha,
I think the Gen Alphas. Now, they see and are fully aware of the consequences of oversharing.
Sure.
And the dangers of social media. They are all very, very aware of the dangers of social media, the same way like millennials were when it came to cigarettes, right? I don't know any millennials who smoked. Right, in their adult life. Very few.
Yeah.
My generation, everybody smoked. Everybody smoked. And now, like with the Gen Alphas, they don't have a lot of interest in that. They're a pretty conservative, and I don't mean politically conservative, but they're a pretty conservative generation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, where like they are, they keep things like tight.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't want my kid to be like me growing up all up in the streets, you know? Street life's not for him. You know? Not for you, Cruz. Not for you, buddy.
The streets.
Yeah, I gotta protect you.
Yeah,
my whole life. Okay. I gotta protect you.
Hey, do you guys talk about phones at all? I mean, he's seven now, right?
Yeah. No, we don't.
No.
No, he doesn't ask.
He doesn't.
He doesn't really know.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, and thank you for being a part of the podcast today.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye bye.
You see that a lot, though. You see young kids now with their own phone.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. This has been 877 in the series. Don't forget the history of Roz and Mocha. Every Wednesday at midnight is when a new episode is released on this very same feed. Hit subscribe if you don't already do so. So when new episodes are out, it'll download to your device automatically. This has been great. Thank you for all your questions once a week. Hold on. We will post on Instagram at Kiss925, Ask Roz and Mocha. Load up the comment section with your questions, and two of you will be selected to ask your questions on the phone. Damn it, where you go.
We missed a really good question. Can you read the question from Nicole S? You got to do this one.
No. Thank you, everyone.
What was it?
Come on, man. Give her the chance.
What was it? I don't even know what
it
is.
I'm so dead. I'm a dead man. Dead man
I don't
walker.
See it here.
Oh.
Why don't you read it, Maury?
Sure. Okay, from Nicole S. Just wanted to know which lifts... Does Mocha use?
Jesus. Wow, dude. I wouldn't have even done that.
Yikes.
That is a recall that did not need to be recalled.
Man.
Oh, that's rude.
Wow.
So rude. All right. We should take a little break. Wow.
Yikes.
Okay, cool.
You want to read the question again, Maury?
No,
sorry. I'm shorting out.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Maury. Yeah. I don't know, man. I think that I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Say goodbye, Maury.
Goodbye forever.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.